Bon Jovi, Rock's Greatest Hits, Triple M. Jane Day for breakfast, quarter to seven. We'll play In the Nuts, $230 coming up very soon. Showers today for the region, 19 degrees, Slade Point right now.
And our old mate, Luke Boner from the night shift, Lord Luke, good morning.
Oh, go away, you pests.
Yes, we are, confirmed.
You absolutely. How much money are you giving away, did you say?
$230 this morning, it's up to you in our nut. We've got a jar of nuts, you have to identify the item in our jar of nuts. So it's up to $230.
Okay. Yeah. That's a great radio promotion, that one. a visual competition on radio.
Pretty much.
We like grabbing our jar, our nuts.
You two are fair dinkum trendsetters. Honestly, who would have thought? Speaking of money, well, they're still looking for that bloke somewhere that's won $50 million. Can you believe they're still looking for it?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Oz Lotto. $50 million went to one winner, and they still can't find whoever it is.
Do they know where the ticket was bought from, or was it online?
Unregistered.
Ah, right.
Was it in New South Wales or was it Queensland?
I thought it was in New South Wales.
Right.
But, I mean, what would you do with 50? What would you do with 50 million?
There's plenty of things I'd do with $50 million. None of them I can actually say on radio.
I'd flaunt it. I'd literally flaunt it. Yeah. All these people who say, no, I wouldn't tell anyone. I'm like, bull crap. I would tell everyone.
Nah, I wouldn't tell a soul. You don't know my family. I would not tell. Hey, how did you get that 6-bedroom mansion? Oh, I found it under a rock. there is no way in the world I would tell my family. No.
We are completely different. Yeah. I would rub it in their faces big time. I'd be nice, but I'd rub it in their faces big time.
You wouldn't drive into work each morning. You'd take the helicopter.
Helicopter would be lowering me onto the roof of the radio station, Luke. That's how I would do it. That's what I would do.
It's a good question for the listeners. If you won 50, if you won 50 million, would you tell anyone?
To hell with that, I'd actually win 80 million tonight in Powerball.
Is it 80
tonight? It's 80 million tonight, yeah. Right.
Yeah, 13, 27, 10, let us know. What would you do with the 50 million? I think your phones were running hot this morning, Lukey, with the facial mask of this pandemic at the moment.
Well, look, you've got 5.5 million Melburnians in lockdown now. And it's all because people didn't react and didn't behave responsibly. And so now you've got 6 weeks of lockdown. That's in Victoria. But here's a question. There are plenty of countries around the world that have been fighting this coronavirus. I sent you an email I got from Michael in North Carolina. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did, actually. Mm. Yeah,
he said, his name's Michael. I live here in North Carolina. The governor has made it mandatory to wear a mask in public. For the most part, I think people are following the rule. If the government, if the Queensland government, New South Wales government, if they said, okay, your lockdown, after your isolation, you must wear a mask if you're going out in public, how many Australians do you reckon would adhere to that?
Well, I would hope that people would, seeing what's happened in Victoria, but I know that not everyone's... We're struggling with social distancing, let alone putting a piece of material on our faces.
What if the fine was $4,000? I'm pulling.
I'd absolutely do it.
Well, that depends on tonight's Powerball.
If you win tonight's Powerball, what if the fine was $80 million?
Yeah,
Well, that's a different story.
Would you do it, Luke? Would you wear it if you had to?
Absolutely. No, I haven't got a problem with that. I think if that's the responsible thing to do, according to the World Health Organization, then the jury is out as to whether or not it stops you getting the virus, but they reckon it stops you spreading it. Now, that's the thing. That's the thing. Right. And would you wear the mask into a bank? You're not allowed to wear a helmet. What if you're going into a petrol station? Would you take your mask off then? Because you're on CCTV, you have
so
to be identified.
Yeah.
Australians hate red tape, bureaucracy and rules. Yeah. However, you've got to act responsibly. I want to ask you and your listeners, if it was the law to wear a mask in public after you leave your home, would you wear it? And would the government be within its rights to place a fine on you if you didn't do it? It's an interesting one.
All right.
Because countries all around the world, that's the rule. You've got to wear a mask in public.
Let us know on our Facebook page and our website, or you can call us 13 27 10 and catch Luke Boner on the night shift tonight. Lukey, big show for you tonight as well, mate?
Yeah, well, I won't be there if I win the 80 mil. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Thank you, Lukey. Good to chat to you, mate. Thank you.
Cha-ching.
All right. See you, mate. 10 minutes away from 7. Jane Day for Bricky. Triple M. Morning.